Chapter 1 Review. So recall that a C++ compiler translates C++ code to object code. The linker, then, combines the object code from several object files to produce an executable program that can be run on the operating system. There will most likely be a question or two on this process, so be sure that you have a good understanding of it. Whitespace consists of blank line and spaces, which are ignored by the compiler. Use whitespace to format your code in a more readable way. You need to know about the two kinds of comment styles which C++ supports, that is, single-line comments and multi-line comments. The C++ standard library includes code for outputting and inputting data to and from the console window, functions for computing various math operations such as sine and cosine, random number generators, code for saving and loading files to and from the hard drive, code to work with strings, and much, much more. There probably won't be a direct question about the standard library, but you need to be able to read and work with code that uses any standard library code discussed in the textbook. And of course, we know every C++ program must have a main function, which defines the program entry point. This is important enough that there will probably be some questions or part of a question about the main function. Also know its return type, which is an int. Namespaces are used to organize code into logical groupings and to prevent name clashes. A variable occupies a region of physical system memory and stores a value of some type. Variable names can consist of letters and numbers, but cannot begin with a number. The underscore is considered a letter. Recall that C++ is case-sensitive. On the exam, you will probably be asked a question about whether a given example is a legal C++ variable declaration. C++ can implicitly convert between its intrinsic types. However, one must be alert for decimal truncation and integer wrapping. It is good practice to try and avoid type conversions when practical. For the exam, you will need to be able to identify the problems that can occur when converting variables in a segment of code. The rules of operator precedence define the order in which the compiler performs a series of operations. Use parentheses to explicitly define the order in which the operations should be performed. This, consequently, also makes your code clearer. A possible test question might ask you to evaluate a complex arithmetic expression to test that you know the basic precedence rules for arithmetic operators.